Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lost Academy, so let's go ahead and get started. Where are we going, Audrey or Lily? I like Audrey. Oh, I think Audrey misses me. I don't think she does. I'll keep her company. Hello, gorgeous. What a piercing look. But you can't scare me off that easily. What do you want? Claws out right away, as always. I wanted to brighten up your gloomy morning. With your face? Come on, I thought we were past that phase. Let's go get some coffee. I'm already drinking coffee, don't you see? I do, but it's dairy-free. You don't like it. Did he really remember? I think I heard her thinking. And why is she so surprised that I remembered such a little thing? Look, a lot of goth girls play the tsundere role. Tsundere, that's it. They play the tsundere role. They're rough on the edges, you know, like that they're... If you remember the things, like, oh, yeah. She only looks crazy. And why is she so surprised that I remembered such a little thing? Of course, you discover the BPD and all the other mental issues later. What kinds of scumbags was she dating? So what? Don't think you know me or anything. Relax. We'll be just like in a fairy tale. Beauty and the Beast. That was lame, brah. Yeah. You're not cool enough to call yourself the Beast, you know. You don't know me, baby. Prove me wrong. Is that a challenge? Yes, it is. Alright, let's go. Where? We're gonna have the nicest cups of latte for breakfast. Yeah, sure. Where? At Molly's. It's closed, dumbass. Not if you got spare keys. Wow, it seems that even she's impressed now. How did you... I worked there, remember? Oh, yes, sure. Well, I'm intrigued. Both latte and the picture of Molly firing you would make a great breakfast. Open sesame. Hello there. Shh, Molly's back there getting ready to clean. If she doesn't hear the coffee machine, we should be fine. I can reduce the noise with magic. Really? That's cool. Of course, just don't interrupt me. Alright, here we go. Silencio. Wow, all the noises in the room are gone. Damn, I need that. I can hear my heartbeat, and hers too. I think the coffee is ready. Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry, where are my manners? Here you go. Thank you. Cheers. Cheers. When you get to know Audrey, she's not so bad. I wonder what she's thinking right now, that I'm boring? So you're a big fan of Disney cartoons? Huh? Not really, why? I've got sick Maleficent cosplay costume at home. I've got a sick... Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm down for that. I'm absolutely fucking down for that. That's my thing, fellas. Maleficent? Yeah. Alas, I can't show you any photos. Well, darn, you'll just have to show me in person then, won't you? It's too revealing. Now I really want to see those photos. I should definitely rewatch Maleficent. Want to join me? Maybe. Who's there? Oh shit, I think she's done changing. No shit, Sherlock. Quick, follow me. That's a bad idea. She's gonna catch us. Fuck, alright. There are no other ideas whatsoever. Come on. What the? Who made all this mess? Unbelievable. You know, that was fun. Yeah, in some twisted way. It's another thing about those kind of girls. They always talk you into doing the craziest shit and then loving you for it. You can get in a lot of trouble with them. Be careful. Yeah, in some twisted way. I had fun too. Check out her legs, check out her tattoos, touch her hand, or do nothing. I'm a man? Can't think of anyone but Audrey who would dress like that. It's amazing that no one in school is embarrassed by such a daring style. Samantha wasn't even allowed to wear makeup in regular school. Well, the world is already better off... Excuse me. The world is clearly better off for it. There we go. Really nice render there. She looks damn good in fishnets. And those heels. That thing's not to be trifled with. Check out her tattoos, touch her hand, do nothing. I have a scary idea. Was or was? I hope she doesn't rip my heart out on the stairs of the academy. It'd be more romantic if she wasn't wearing gloves. Well, she didn't rip it out right away. I'm not a total failure anymore. And she doesn't even seem tense. Maybe she's in shock. Grim, what are you... It's not that there's nowhere to put my hand. Well, well. I'll chalk it up to insanity. Adrenaline kicked in your head. But, sorry, no time to discuss it. Anyway, it was fun. Never really had time to look at the tattoo. It must be beautiful. I wonder, if I were to get a tattoo, what would it look like? I don't think it would be flowers. We should do it again sometime. Alright. Fuck yes, that was a success. That was a success, folks. See ya. That was more than I ever could have expected from Audrey. But I can't sit here all day. I can't sit here all day thinking about this. Victoria's lesson starts in 5 minutes. I need to hurry up. Damn hiccups. Attention students, lesson is starting. Turn to page 67 of the Magic Fundamentals textbook. Today's topic, advanced attack spells. You've all mastered the combat bolt. Now we'll take a look at the more powerful spells. Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Sure. Why do we need all that? Don't you think your program is outdated? I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. What do you mean? Why does modern man need destructive combat spells? We're not in the Middle Ages. I don't see why anything more dangerous would be used in a sparring match. And if someone gets drunk, I'm good with a combat bolt. Well, you make a good point, Mr. Banks. Indeed, such magic is seldom needed in modern society. However, you're forgetting something. The wizarding world is far more complex and dangerous than you can imagine. A battle bolt might be enough for a friendly sparring match, and it might even save you from the drunken bastards. But what will you do if you're attacked by a mournful spirit? Or if your magical energy attracts vampires? You don't have to learn combat spells if you'd rather not. But not all creatures are familiar with the pacifism of Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens. Sounds convincing. I hope I've answered your question. Of course, miss. Alright. Then listen carefully. The moment you form a spear in your mind, begin to fill it with the energy of the element of fire. To enhance the effect, the novice may also utter a verbal incantation. Incendio! Is it that simple? I'm sure I can master it easily. I love Victoria's lessons. Important rule! Freshmen are not allowed to practice incendio without the teacher's supervision. The element of fire is hard to curb, and burns have never looked good on any student. That's it for today. Don't forget about potion brewing lessons. Sabrina's waiting for you. What's up, Joshy? Not in the mood for potions? Yeah, I always fall asleep there. Fuck it. I'll go chat with Molly. I'm sure she won't mind another customer. See ya. Good luck. Greetings, students. Today we're going to brew a magic reflection potion. This is a very useful potion if you encounter a wizard in battle. It reflects spells back to the one who's attacking you. This potion needs to be stirred continuously as you add ingredients. So today you've been split into pairs. Cool. Teamwork. I'm with Grim. Did I hear right? She wants to pair up with me? Me? Of course she does. You and I are both great potion makers. We'll do great. That's it. You convinced me. Let's show everyone what we can do. What an investment. I knew you had a winner's mentality. She seems to like successful guys. Now let's go back a little bit. You know that wouldn't be fair. I mean, we're both so good. It's better to pair up with guys who are less proficient. Help them get up to speed. Good idea, Grim. Pair up with Carter. Okay, Miss Spellman. That's a shame. Okay, maybe you're right, Grim. But you'll see. This time my potion will be better than yours. Give it your best shot. You're good at stirring, Carter. Thank you. Years of cooking for my mother have not been in vain. Judging by the consistency of that potion, you did your job perfectly, too. I don't know. Does anybody like the Plain Jane? It's another girl, Grim. We need to see something with her. Fine. Let's try this. Okay. She seems to like... I knew you had a winner's mentality. She seems to like successful guys, even if it's as simple success as knowing how to brew potions. You flatter me. Let's get started. We have a lot of work to do. Good. Laughs. You're good at stirring, Grim. How many grams of butterfly wings again? 3.5 will do. Thank you, Grim. You've got such strong arms. Do you work out? Is she hitting on me? She's got time. I have a potion to stir, really. I used to play soccer for years, but after an injury, I quit. Too bad. I'd like to cheer for you from the stands sometime. Well, we're in Cordale, so anything's possible. Students, turn off the fire and stop stirring. This is unbelievable work, guys. You could sell a potion like this. Both of you did a great job. Thank you, ma'am. Take a vial as a reward for your efforts. That could come in handy for the duel. Sabrina seems to be in good spirits. Now would be an excellent time to inquire about a potion for that giant in town. Miss Spellman, do you have a minute? Of course, Grim. But feel free to ask questions in class, too, okay? I wasn't embarrassed. It's just not about studying. It's more about magical creatures. Creatures? I recently came across a strange giant in Dale. A giant? You intrigued me. And what would you like to know about it? You wouldn't happen to have a curse-relieving potion, would you? You're running ahead of the course, Grim. You won't be studying it until the end of the school year. Why would you want to do that? You haven't cursed anyone, have you? No, it's not for me. Who's it for? Oh, it's a strange story. All the more interesting. Spit it out. One night in Dale, some ugly giant in rags came at me. He was begging for a potion to break the curse. Anything else? He spoke your name. Unintelligible, but I got it. My name? I wonder how he knows it. Could it be him? No, nonsense. I wonder who she's talking about. We need to be sure. I'll give you the right potion. You will? Of course I will, but only on the condition that you tell me everything. I'll just take a second to see if there are any potions ready. Curse breakers. Oh, of course, there it is. How could I miss it? Here you go. Thank you, Miss Spellman. I knew I could count on you. I hope it helps that giant you were talking about. So do I. I have to run. Thank you. Bye-bye. Alright, that's it for today with lessons. Now I'm free. I should probably get Elijah's nectar. He's waiting for it. He's always somewhere around here in the evening. Here he is. Looks like he's been waiting for me. Yo, Grim, will you keep me company? Sure. Hey, bro, what's up? You know me, I'm always upbeat, especially when I see my good friend. Please tell me you already picked up my package from Willow. That's what I'm here to see you about, bro. Here you go. Whoa, wait. Come on, bro. I don't want to see what's in your pockets. What's up? No, not in here. Let's take a walk and I'll tell you about the dueling club. The dueling club? Follow my lead. Yeah, alright. Come on, bro. What was that, bro? Remember, you can't flash anything in public places, especially in a cafe where Arthur goes. And how do I get the merchandise to you? Come on, I got an idea. Okay, I wonder what he's up to. Let's try that again. I wonder what he's up to. Ah, he was just looking for the most secluded arch. Here, it's free, bro. Have a seat. Okay. Put your palm with the vial on the tiles and move over to me. Okay, what's next? Hetero? Look how cool my bag is. I just bought it. Isn't it cool? I guess. I don't know. What an idiot. Men's fashion is very important. Girls are crazy about those who are dressed to perfection, I'm telling you. Yeah. All right, if you don't understand, covering his bag, he took the bottle and gave me the money. The dexterity with which he did it is amazing. I have to go now. Thanks for the company. Good luck. You too, bro. I'll see you around. Although I think we can call the first job for Elijah a success. Now I need to deal with Katrina and those nightmares. I need to summon Leona, but I don't want anyone seeing me. It's better to wait until most students leave for their dorms. In the meantime, I can still find something to do. I'd rather work in the cafe right now because it's kind of late. And that's easy to do. Alright. Hey, if you keep this up, we'll lose all our customers. I did it a little... Okay, I did it wrong. Ooh. You're doing just fine. Keep up the good work. Coffee, salad, and cake. You're a treasure. What would I do without you? 4 to 5. It's magical, Grim. You're on fire. What's the matter with you today? Pull yourself together, please. Try that again. I had the wrong one, didn't I? It's crazy that you can actually do that. Clients are crazy about you. What's your secret? Good work today. Come back more often and we'll get rich. You got it. Well, I've gotten so invested I lost track of time. Well, that may be even better. Now I'm almost sure no one will see me summoning Leona. Let's see if the hall is empty. I need to find a way to contact Leona. Hope she can help me. I don't want to go back to that nightmare Katrina created. Victoria said each founder put a piece of their soul in that book, like a Horcrux. And Leona said that she and I are connected. Perhaps the book will sense my magical energy. And Leona will hear my call. As long as Katrina's soul doesn't attack first. So what do I do? Just put my hand on the book? Should I say something? Ahem. Ahem. Om Leona. Om. Nothing. Damn, I probably look like a clown. Right, maybe I should find that page with her symbol on it. There it is. Okay, again. Ahem. Ahem. Om Leona. Om. Om Leona. What is that, Omkara? Very creative. No one summoned me like that before. Damn it, Leona, you scared me. You have to sneak up. Did you have to sneak up behind me? Of course I did. Otherwise, where's the fun? You just wanted to have fun. Ha ha ha. And what kind of look is this? What's the matter? Aren't you glad to see me? You're the one who called. I don't recall you complaining about my body before. It's not the point where in a public place people might see you. What's wrong with that? I'm not ashamed. My young body has no flaws. Don't you like me like this? Does she really not know what's wrong? Honestly, it's distracting. I'd rather you walk around with your clothes on. Alright, Chuckles. Whatever you say, I'll get dressed from now on. Get dressed now. What's the emergency? What's wrong? What's wrong? Usually people get dressed before going out, didn't they, during your time? That's what you're talking about? Turn around for a second. Now you're embarrassed? I haven't dressed up in a few hundred years. Give me some privacy. And don't peek, I'll know. Sometimes you wouldn't know from talking to Leona that she's a wise, ancient witch. Perhaps a few hundred years in the spirit world has a slight effect on intelligence. Hey, what was that you were thinking about my intelligence? Can you read minds? Your doubts about my abilities are insulting. That looks good. Can I turn around now? Yes. Whoa, have you been following fashion trends all these years? Okay, this is what Leona looks like with clothes. Okay, I'll take your compliment as an apology and forgive you this time. But don't look so surprised. I'm a powerful wizard after all. Why shouldn't I be able to dress myself? You're right, I'm sorry. The shell is still weak. I don't have much time in this world. So let's cut to the chase. Why did you call out to me, Grim? Right, my nightmares. Nightmares? Katrina's haunting me. She doesn't seem to know how to lose, does she? Katrina, what are you talking about? Katrina tortures me in my dreams. I don't know how else to describe it. You summoned me to complain about a bad dream? It's not just dreams. She could put me to sleep at any moment. And these dreams, they feel so real. Like I might never wake up again. That doesn't sound like Katrina. Not like Katrina? First I was strangled by her snakes. Then she invaded my dreams and tried to erase all of my memories about Cordale and magic. That doesn't make any sense. Katrina wouldn't have done that. You think I'm lying? No, but I don't think Katrina would do something like that. She's a bitch, but I've known her for 200 years, and she's never hurt a student at the academy. It's always nice to be a girl's first, but... Fool! You say she appears in dreams and creates nightmares? Yes. I might know what it is, but I need more details. I need to see it. Not another nightmare. Relax, I'm fine with your past nightmares. I just need to get them out of your pretty little head. How do I do that? Trepanation? Ha ha ha, that's a good one. Magic offers us more humane methods. I need a vial purified by Alistair's ritual during the autumn equinox. Oh, Lord. What the hell? Don't worry about it, sweetie. It's not first year material. Is the potions class still where it was? Of course it is. It's indestructible. Oh, great. Follow me. Wait, you want to go there? Everyone will recognize you. You think so? You're one of Cordale's founding matrons. Oh, relax. Nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know. They're gonna know. How would they know? You're in every other portrait and mural at the academy. But I'm not wearing that fancy hat. Not to mention my current attire is a perfect disguise. Come quickly. We don't have all day to argue. I don't like this at all. It feels like everyone's looking at her. Do they recognize her, or are they just looking at her outfit? Probably shouldn't have dressed so spectacularly. Hurry up, sweetie. Did that hot chick just call Grim sweetie, or am I imagining it? Who is she anyway? Have you seen her before? I don't know. I think so, though. Her face looks familiar. Oh well, I can't remember every chick's face, can I? Oh, there she is. The purified vial. Just what I needed. It looks like an ordinary potion vial. It only looks like it. Its properties are quite different. Such chalices can hold the essence of memory. Memory essence? I need to see your nightmares and figure out what got into Katrina. And how will you do that? Stand in front of me and relax, sweetheart. I don't have time to tell you everything, so I'll just show you. Okay, what do you want me to do? Stand still and try not to think too much, and don't talk. I can't even think? Shh. Now I'll take the memory of your nightmare. Memonceive! Like this, and carefully place it in the vial. Done. Whoa, wow. Is that my memory? Exactly. I need time to study this. I'll come back as soon as I discover the source of your nightmare. Okay. Thank you, Leona. Silly boy, I told you our fates were linked. I wouldn't leave you in danger, but next time you can call on me, remember, touching the lion is enough. You don't have to chant a mantra. All right. See you soon. See you. Wow, I didn't expect that summoning Leona would wear me out so much. I think I'm gonna go to bed early tonight. Fun, right? Whoops, not like that. Ashley. All right. I'm getting myself in shape of a scorching hot chick. Hope I won't get the academy on fire. Hey, wow. I have the same sports top. Too hot for this app. Samantha Hart. Give her a heart. Oh, I forgot we can like fuck. Yeah, you know. Teacher of the Century. Yeah, Lily. I forgot we could give people hearts. I mean, that probably does something, right? Samantha's okay, too. I should give all the girls a heart. Ashley, always number one. I don't even know who that is. Oh, that's the... Okay, that's the sister. Yeah, whatever. Of course, there's... Doing a selfie. And, of course... Wow, my mom called me yesterday to ask how I'm doing. She asked if I miss having a large bed, servants, and other luxuries. I don't, but her call made me realize how I miss my family. I understand that feeling, Samantha says. We don't get very well with Mom, but I miss her every day. Elijah, so you're a spoiled rich girl? Oh! We get to respond to these. I didn't know I could respond to these. It's always inspiring when a perfect woman works hard to push beyond perfection. I'm uncomfortable with getting compliments. Go away. So don't do that. Wish I could spend more time in a gym last summer. Your minor injury is not an excuse for laziness. Oh, okay. So she is one of them BPD. There's actually a group in social media. It's women all, like all this. And they had a whole post. There's a real post. There are hundreds of women. Fucking. There's a lot of really messed up ones these days. But basically, they said, how do you feel about guys giving compliments? Or I consider guys giving compliments to be horrible. And all these women talked about how much they absolutely hated fucking compliments from guys. They thought they were just terrible. So, they told you to compliment women, like, years ago, but you don't do it now. It's just something you don't do. Model artist. I hope you were talking about love potions. Ah! Anyway, yeah, you can do this. Like, we're not gonna do all these. I literally don't know what, like, I don't know what the response, I don't know how this adds to your score or anything. But, oh, we can call people, or we can look at people's, really? So you can look at their different, photos and poses. Okay, that's kind of cool. It's called Lustagram, because of course it is. And it's set up like Instagram. My Instagram looks similar to this, I'm not gonna lie, except there's a lot more videos. I wish they wouldn't have done the videos. I kind of like the pictures a little more. Alright, so what else have we got here? Oh, I just went to sleep. Hold on. Oh, I can't go back. Anyway, alright. So we're in the next day. Or maybe not. Ring, ring. Hello? Grim, hi, it's Haley. Haley, hi. How'd you get my number? Hi, Samantha. Do you two know each other? Of course we do. She's a legend. Wait, what? She's a straight-A student and the pride of Leonhardt. That's what you mean. That's what you mean. Yeah. Are you up yet? I'm about to. I stumbled across something interesting in my potions textbook. Haley, please. This is different. It's not part of the textbook. There's some really weird notes in the margins. I wanted to show them to you. Sounds interesting. Can we meet? Sure. Great. After classes? Yeah. Bye-bye. I wasn't planning on getting up so early. Usually I hate everyone who tries to wake me up, but I can't be mad at Haley. Well, if I'm not asleep, I should probably do something before classes. Okay, so that's a good spot to leave off right now for Lust Academy. We even showed you some of the Lustagram. Again, you can grab this game. I think it's still on sale at GOG, so if you want to pick it up cheaper. They also got Yakuza Like a Dragon without the Denovo. So if you guys want to pick up a version of that game that doesn't have the Denovo, and apparently that's a really popular game, it's pretty fun, you can get it for like $30. And again, no Denovo, so you can run it without Steam and all that. So there you go. Pick that up as well. It was about, what, $39.40 for the special edition. But yeah. So there's that today, and of course there's also these games, because they're still doing the Not Safe for Work sale. I don't know how much longer it'll last, but you can pick up this and other games, and the Season 2, if you're ready for Season 2. So, definitely go ahead and check those out at any rate. Well, I don't know. I don't think Season 2's actually... It's got a page, but I don't think it's available yet. I think I might be thinking about Lust Theory Season 2, which is available. Another game that we're going to be working on soon. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Academy.